It's Monday. It's Debate Amongst Friends with Doc and Prof, and we got sports. Doc here, coming at you live, the beast from the east, as well as the Professor John Gotti, the King of RNG, the Troll Master, the Data Analyzer Ninja, the conqueror of his own fate. That's right, ladies and gentlemen, the Terminator. Oh yes, he is the cleaner.
I am the best podcasting machine, but I am also a humble conciliary for my tribal chief, always Tranquilo Doc El Idolo, and your tribal chief, Doc El Idolo, had some reads over the weekend, and your tribal chief, Doc El Idolo, said a series was going to end before our Monday episode. And your tribal chief, Doc El Idolo, said that Alabama would rise back into the top four in the country. And he was correct, because your tribal chief, Doc El Idolo, has those reads.
Man, listen, it should have been a sweep. We know
I can't,
it.
I can't.
It should have been a sweep. Yeah, it should have been a sweep, but Phoenix took one at home.
Blew it on Sunday.
They did.
They blew it on Sunday.
But that's the thing. Like, I feel like they've been playing on the ropes. They've been Deontay Wildering us this whole finals. Mm. Oh, I'm sorry. Mm. I'm sorry.
That is not what it was at all.
But you think about it. Think about it realistically here. So Brittany Griner was their right hand, right? She was their right hand, and then occasionally they would Tarazi jab us.
I'm gonna let you sit on that one all by yourself.
Then. And then Skylar would be the freaking little jabs to the gut that we got. But Brittany Griner was that right hand. I'll say, all right, here we go. Brittany Griner and Tarazi is the right hand, if you want to go there then. And then Skylar is that little jab, or, you know, right? And it just didn't work. And then we're sitting here, Candace Parker's just like, bam, bam, right? Bam, bam. And then you got freaking Cooper, wham! And then, you know, Vandersloot's just like, psh, 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 right? And then... oh my God. It was just an onslaught of just, I don't even know what to call it, but it was an onslaught of fury.
For those that don't know, Doc is referring to the WNBA finals that concluded on Sunday as the Chicago Sky defeat the Phoenix Mercury 80-74.
In Phoenix.
It was in Chicago.
No, in Chicago. Took one in Phoenix, right? Yes. Took one in Phoenix. That was the major issue. Took one in Phoenix and said, you know what? We're going to just finish this at home. We don't want to go back to Arizona where it's all hot and sunny. We want to do it right here in Chicago where it sounds like the sky, and I don't mean Scorpio.
Yes.
Will reign as the new WNBA championship, completing the storyline of Candace Parker's homecoming, right? I'm going home, you know, a la LeBron, you know, a la D Wade, you know, whoever else went home, you know, that was the big story, right? And I said to Johnny, I was like, man, you know, had she went home when she was on top of her game, it would have been a different story, to me at least. But she's going home at the tail end of her career, which is still important, and they still won it. But, I mean, my God, Phoenix blew it, as you said.
Yeah, honestly, that's pretty much all I have there is just the fact that they blew it. And I'm just going to let Doc die on that hill with those analogies, though, because I ain't going to touch him. I ain't going to touch him at all.
I mean, hey, I'll touch him. I mean, that's why I'm sitting in the car, right?
So he can just drive away with people come with their pitchforks complaining about Doc showboating and hot dogging.
Hot dogging, wow. No, but it was a good series, though. Like I told you yesterday, I told, you know, my wife, I was like, you know, I think I'm going to try to watch more, you know, NCAA. Of course, more NCAA women's basketball, so I can kind of get a chance to know the players a little bit more, as well as more WNBA games during the season. Maybe I'll have to just find a team to support overall, and then kind of go from there. But, wow, what a game, man. What a series. What a series. Obviously, you know, it would have been great to see, you know, Liz Cambage out there versus Brittany Griner. That would have been awesome. Obviously, you know, Breanna Stewart just had her surgery to repair her Achilles. So, you know, some of the bigs in the WNBA, you know, have the skills, man. And it's crazy. I was actually looking at the stats the other day, and it's crazy that I think the center, I forget what team she plays for, but she's like 6'5", 6'4", 6'5". And she leads the league in NBA, leads the league in rebounds. And I was just like, man, like, this has got to be something that I need to see more often. You know, how they're able to, you know, get the rebounds, box out, and go on and so forth. The bigger names that I expected to be leading in rebounds and points aren't. So that's why I was like, you know what? I really need to watch more games and not just rely on the hot takes and the media baiting.
There is no hot takes on media baiting for the WNBA, which is also.
I would say this. The way the media covers the WNBA, you would think that certain players are dominating the league, right? You would think that certain players are leading the league in scoring or leading the league in steals or rebounds or whatever. That's what I'm saying. Like, the media, the way they bait us, if you're not watching the games, if you're not following the stats, you would think that some of the other ladies who are probably play for teams that don't even really make the playoffs or play for teams that aren't winning, but you would think that they are based on the coverage and how it's being portrayed.
There's only four teams that make the playoffs. There's only 12 teams in the league.
But those are the teams that a lot of times have the top scorers. Sometimes that happens. Again, maybe not in this situation. But, of course, I don't even know how the draft works. Remember, I didn't know how the playoff, you know, system worked. I didn't know practically anything because of the way it's, I guess, it's portrayed. And that's why, for me, I have to do more research and I have to continue to watch. But I'll say this. What I saw in this finals was full of energy. It was full of life. And like I said, I'm hoping that it gets more coverage and better coverage. And it might be time to expand from that 12 teams.
Also, just to add some clarification on your statement about points per game.
It's not a fact. Okay. Yeah, like, so don't quote.
The top five all made the playoffs. As far as the playoffs. Yep.
Okay. Just want to make sure. It's not a factual statement. I'm just saying when the media covers it, you would think that some of the people who are scoring a lot of points are on great teams, but in certain moments, they are not. Give us the top five while you have it up.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. Of course, the points per regular game. So we have. Oh, you actually want me to tell the top five? I was going to tell you which teams they were.
No, give us the top five players.
Okay. Betinja Lanley from the New York Liberty, Ariel Powers from the Minnesota Lynx, Arike, I don't want to say the last name because I don't want to get messed up, from the Dallas Wings.
Go ahead. I said that's fine.
Brittany Griner from the Phoenix Mercury and Kelsey Plum from the Las Vegas Aces.
Now, I've never heard any of those names outside of Brittany Griner being mentioned, and it could be because they don't want to mess up the names, but I hear nothing but Ioneska, Tarazi, Candace Parker, Brittany Griner, as we mentioned. That's what I'm saying. The way the media covers it, you never, ever hear those other names. That's what I'm saying. So it's like the way the media is portraying it, it's like it's still top heavy, but these girls are dominating, and it's like they need more of that spotlight. That's the only way to grow the league, is to get those particular names out there. And it could be that, hey, maybe I'm not watching ESPN or I'm not listening to that show when they're talking about those players, but that's crazy. Yeah, we got people's names that we can't even pronounce at the top of the scoring list. Okay, I'm going too far. You give me a face. You're like, Doc, get off your high horse. You know you can't say no names anyway.
Why are you trying to add predictive analysis to things that I'm not even saying? Let's move on to the gridiron, sir. Let's talk about the NCAA. Yes,
let's get out of there.
And what happened over the weekend? I can't believe he said that. So hey, you know, on Friday, actually on Saturday, after I told you that Iowa, who lost over this weekend, I told you that they would fall out of the top 10.
They did, yep. You did say that.
And I said that Alabama may end up going right back to the top four. We talked about some of these undefeated teams possibly making a push into that top five. And I don't see that. We have 2 1-loss teams in the top five.
True. Now, this is what I'll say. Mm-hmm. And I think we talked about this last week. Obviously, Georgia, number one. Number two was Iowa, right? Oklahoma gets it. Cincinnati kind of moves up. And I kind of said this, like, hey, you're going to have these undefeated teams start to move up. You know, Michigan and Michigan State, 6 and 7. The only team that didn't move up, and I don't think they must have not had their games because they're still 6-0 from last week, is Wake Forest and Coastal Carolina. Yep. Those are the only two teams that didn't really move up. But, I mean, yeah, I Oklahoma State. Yeah, Oklahoma State being at number 9, you know, is, you know, we're getting there. Penn State at number 8 is there. Like, so we're getting there. But, I mean, it's hard for the votes, man. And, again, I don't know all that goes into the votes. But
Penn State's number 7.
Penn State's number 7. Oh, okay. This one, it says Penn State number 8. All right,
let me go back. That might be the coach's poll.
It is the coach's poll. So that's the other thing. So how does that – that's what I'm saying. How does all of this actually work against and for teams? And that's the part that kind of stinks. So to me, it's – I didn't want to sound like a homer, and I know I did this weekend. Like, you know, who did Alabama lose to, blah, blah, blah. And you're like, man, I don't want to hear that crap.
Well, they lost to an unranked team who's now ranked.
Right,
but that's the spite. When they lost, they were not ranked.
That's true. That's absolutely true. I mean, again, we're gonna see what happens. I think this is a turning point week right here. Obviously, Alabama plays against Tennessee. You know, we're gonna see some games that could be, you know, nail biters. Michigan playing against Northwestern. I think Northwestern always plays pretty tough. Notre Dame versus USC. Wake Forest is playing Army. And so we're going to see if those particular matchups in question, right, are going to change. Coastal Carolina is playing Appalachian State. It's going to be interesting to see what happens. But as far as Alabama, I mean, it's hard for them not to get the votes, man, because they just play so good. And that's what I was saying. When they lost to Texas A&M, it wasn't like – even though they played sloppy, it wasn't a bad loss.
So you're saying even though they lost
– right. Yes.
They're still being rewarded because they're a good team.
No. Even though they lost, it wasn't a bad loss. It was like, hey, they lost. They could have won. They lost on a field goal, right? So that's where it is. That's the way, if I'm looking at it from how they voted for this, that's the only logical thing I can come up with. Oh, they lost by a field goal. That's nothing. That's nothing. They'll be back. They're the best team ever. We don't need to drop them out of the top 5 for a field goal. Come on.
And like
that's just the way I look.
And what a great man once said on Sunday relates to here, Alabama still owns. All voting privileges when it comes to getting into the college football playoffs. But Doc, that's a great segue. Let's get into the gridiron because Sunday, bedlam, one of my favorite words this year, bedlam occurred.
Yeah, a lot of bedlam. It was a lot of things happening. I'll let you start, man, because somehow you got this to be your favorite word, so I'm curious.
Yeah. So, of course, I actually started off with the I own you still line from Aaron Rodgers, our reigning defending undisputed National Football League most valuable player. As the Green Bay Packers headed into Soldier Field and got the win against the Chicago Bears.
Yeah. I think that's more expected. That was expected. I think we should go with the games that, you know, I wouldn't say expected, but obviously, you know, starting in London with Jacksonville getting their first win. I think that was hopefully a turning point for the Jaguars, probably not, but at least they end the streak, as you said.
Yeah, they lost 20 games in a row. I didn't want to mention it on the show in case it continued. I think if it hit like 25, we'll probably talk about it. But, you know, people like to throw all these random stats out there.
Yeah. And then, we had some expected losses. Obviously, Kansas City, you know, bounced back. The Rams, you know, beat the Giants, of course, leaving my cousin texting me, talking about how bad, you know, the Giants are. And, you know, the Colts beat up on the Texans, Yes. So those are the games that we expected. Cincinnati beat up on Detroit.
I expected to see the Cardinals beat up on the Browns, actually, which is why I chose the Cardinals to win.
So I didn't expect them to beat up on the Browns, but I knew the Cardinals would win. I did expect Carolina to beat Minnesota, but, you know, you got that one right.
Yeah, no.
And I think I chose Chargers, and they just didn't even show up.
We both chose the Chargers, and they had hangover from last week or something, but their offense just did not click whatsoever, and the Ravens just ran the ball down their throats.
I'm looking forward to the power rankings and that QBR, that QB ranking this week also.
Yeah, just because it's going to be very interesting. Like, he's going to free fall while
that should be awesome.
Like, which is crazy because he still threw for more yards.
right. The Raiders beat the Broncos, which I think we talked about that being a really, really good, you know, showing of where they are in the division, both teams, because I think they came in with the same record. But, I mean, the Raiders kind of getting the win post-email gate.
There you go.
Right? And obviously we had the last two games, Dallas versus New England, which...
It shouldn't have been that close.
It shouldn't have been. I saw Mac Jones take a big hit. I forget who got the sack, but I mean, it was a huge hit. And I thought he was going to be in the concussion protocol. I'm glad he got up. But a lot of people starting to put a lot of respect on Trevon Diggs' name. He got his pick six yesterday, but
I know he's getting an interception for each game, and you know, now that's what's all everyone's tracking is, will he gonna get it INT today? Will he get it today?
And it's funny because there was a meme or something that came out that was saying how, you know, he moved from wide receiver to, well, Nick Saban moved him from wide receiver to corner and he cried. But now he just thanks him. You know, because it's like if you see, you know, obviously you probably see something in you, right? Like there's something about this guy. I feel like, you know, maybe he doesn't catch the ball as well, but he's got good quick feet. You know, he can tap, you know, he can hit or he could do something special. He must have saw something in him. And yeah, that was awesome. But the Sunday night game, boyo. Seattle, Pittsburgh, Geno finally getting back at his starting lineup. The punch heard around the world. TJ Watt.
Unfortunately, I'll summarize it like this. This game was the same verse, same as the first. And I say that in regards to how the Seahawks lost.
Yeah, it's
they make it a game and now they're charging, no pun intended, making a drive and then the turnover ends the game. Same verse, same as the first. Exactly what happened last week, except it wasn't a pick.
Yeah.
It was a fumble. And
right.
Doc, I'm so glad you want to talk about this game. I don't understand how flaky people might. I mean, we probably do understand, but that's probably going to insult people's intelligence. But that's besides the point.
Mm-hmm.
Everyone is marveling TJ Watt. And this is why we gave him that money. And not even, what, a week ago, 2 weeks ago, people were like, where is TJ Watt? We gave him all this
money. Right. Where is he? Where is that guy? Who does he think he is? Getting hurt.
Yes!
Who does he think he is getting hurt? He can't get hurt. He's got all that money. He better get his butt back out there and punch that ball loose.
Goodness.
No, but TJ played a really good game. I would say that the Seahawks did a good job. I mean, obviously losing their running back, also Carson Wright on IR, you know, and losing Russell Wilson. I feel like Geno actually keeping them in the game was a knock against the Steelers.
And that's why, you know, people should look more critically at the Steelers.
Yeah.
Instead of just looking at the, you know, turnover to end the game.
Yeah, should have been them.
I mean, Doc, did we not sit there and give Steelers the love for the first couple weeks about their defense? Did we not do that?
Something like that. I don't think I did. I think you might have. I said their
defense is really, really good. It's just their offense that I had questions about.
Yeah, I don't think I said that, but I won't.
But for that defense to still give up 20 points to a depleted offense like the Seattle Seahawks is a shame.
No, I agree. I agree wholeheartedly. It's definitely rough, and I guess we're moving on to Cincinnati.
Yikes. Well, I think we already gave our predictions. But we are moving on to Tennessee as we have Monday Night Football tonight as the Tennessee Titans host the Buffalo Bills. Doc.
I think we gave our predictions already.
We did.
Unfortunately.
I did chose the Bills. That is correct.
Yeah, I think we both chose the Bills. It's not that Tennessee is not good. It's just Buffalo is just better.
Buffalo is playing at a different level than him right now.
Now, I'm curious to see, because I mean, remember last time when Tennessee played Buffalo, we had that mean stiff arm that kind of
started another meme. Went on. Poor Josh couldn't be seen in the state of New York after that.
Exactly. But, I mean, I'm curious to see if, you know, if the Bills can stop a heavy running attack. A guy who's really, really been running wild in the league for the last couple of years. You got to give them credit. Got to give Tennessee credit for that. I mean, they've had several running backs that just have dominated over the decades, right? You had Eddie George.
Yep.
You know, you got Chris Johnson, right? Even when they had freaking Lindale White, I thought, I mean, they had – pretty, really, pretty good running backs, just going back in history. But yeah, with Derrick Henry, you know, I'm curious to see how he does against Buffalo. I'm hoping that Buffalo wins because I've already chosen them, but I'm curious to see what happens.
Ladies and gentlemen, next. This is what we call in the business, Doc currently jinxing a team before they even get a chance to get on the field.
Oh, Johnny, I knew you'd come. but, you know, we're back tomorrow. Johnny, we got a big Dark Side of the Ring, the one that we have just been waiting for. The Luna Vachon joint. Oh, I'll probably, you know, I'm going to watch it fresh mañana morning, right? I'm going to watch it fresh in the morning, so it'll be right there in the thicket of my mind. But great weekend of football. Shout out to the Gridiron Gang ladies, right? Going 1-1 yesterday.
Also shout out to Back for Blood as well too.
Oh yes, Back for Blood. Woo-wee, we had a good time. Team Neutralized, right? We're back. We're back, baby. We're back.
He's Johnny, cracking the ball way too early, folks.
Yeah, I am. But Johnny, I know that people heard this podcast on their favorite podcast platform, but if they didn't, they can always go to our website at www.debateamongstfriends.com to listen to this episode as well as all the previous. Be sure to tune in tomorrow as we go over Dark Side of the Ring episode featuring Luna Vachon's story. Can't wait. But be sure to come back here Monday through Friday at 4 p.m. Eastern Standard Time for the news, the analysis, and the read.
My tribal chief.